This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can find out more about us also by calling the show. Leave us a message. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. If you get on air, great. We'd love to have you on air. Have people, Kevin, I want to call in. Love to have you. 844-551-8255. And what I can vouch for, and people that do call the show know that we do contact you. I contact you. Kevin, is this really you? Yeah. It's me, spending countless hours doing this stuff, and I would love to have minions that do a lot of this stuff for me, because Lord knows, it's keeping me out of the gym, it's keeping me away from my family and friends, and taking a vacation every now and then, but you know what? It's worth it. I want to talk for a minute about why some people seek pain. You've heard them called masochists. And they are. Now, there are masochists and then there are troublemakers. There are people that have to have strife in their life. It's probably akin to masochism. I don't know all the psychological nonsense that goes with it. But there are people who cannot have life running on the up and up. They've got to be, things have to be disruptive for them to feel like some level of comfort. And so, that's where we are in this nation. We've got a group of people who need to feel something. They've never been made to feel anything. And I'm going to get to what I mean in just a second. Because I know you may be having trouble understanding. You do know the saying, in order for something, you know, for you to appreciate the good, you got to understand the bad. You know, a little, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Or maybe you understand it this way, that in order to enjoy sugar, you got to have a little hint of salt. You get what I'm saying? I know there's a perfume manufacturer. I watched this show about him. And he said, you know, in order for a perfume to smell good, it has to have a little bit of musk. Musk by itself is it smells musky. My grandmother used to say, I don't like musky smells. You know, she preferred floral. But the best perfumes in the world have a scent, just a touch of a scent in it that you can't stand. And it gives you that ability to discern the wheat from the chaff, right? That's the way life is. In order for you to appreciate something that's happening that's good, you've got to have a reference. And if the reference point is, man, it's all good, woohoo, then you don't have that reference point. And I'll use black folks as an example. I've said this many times. You can't appreciate a meal unless you've had a hungry belly. And I'm not talking about, ooh, I'm hungry, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'm talking about I'm hungry, and I'd like to get something to eat, but there isn't anything to eat. Then you can really appreciate hunger. You can't, it's like these people that believe themselves to be poor, and they're like, yeah, man, I was so poor, shoot, one time I had to sell my Rolex. Really? I had a guy say that to me. Yeah, man, I had to put my Rolex in. I had to hock my Rolex to get enough money to do blankety blank. And then, you know, a year later, I got my Rolex out. It really? Okay. So that's your definition of poverty, is you at one point had the watch worth thousands of dollars that you had to hock. You know, I had to sell my boat. Yeah, things got so bad for me, I had to sell my boat. Wow, what was that boat worth? You know, the guy, you know, I sold it for a song. Guy gave me $20,000 for it, but it was worth $80,000. Okay, so yeah, you were struggling. You get what I'm saying? This is how America got here, folks. We don't know what strife is. We've got a generation of kids who have never struggled. They weren't forced to go to war. They've been given everything. You could not give the millennials anything more. The only way you could give them more is if you just, you'd have to be a fool. You have nothing left to give. You've given them the best technology. You've given them the best access to education. Forget college. You don't have to know jack anymore. Somebody asks you a question, you go, give me a second. You Google it. theory of relativity? Well, let me just tell you what it's all about. You read it. You don't have to know anything. We have tapped into the human genome. We know things about the human body that men years ago, I mean, they look stupid now in comparison. We're still celebrating the Edison doing the light bulb. Now we got LED lights. We don't even need filament. I mean, you get what I'm saying? These people haven't had to struggle. The most millennials have to worry about is, did they put soy milk or low-fat milk in my coffee? Because it tastes a little different today. Really? I call them, you know, it's a generation of nail biters and bedwetters. Take your pick. But here's the thing, folks. They want to feel something. They want to feel strife. They're ashamed not to know pain. They don't realize this, but that's what it's all about. They don't know pain. They look at the past generations who have suffered, and all they can relate to is, I mean, the worst thing they face on a daily basis is maybe they're flying, and they go, oh, or they're somewhere, and they're like, dang it, I got to pay for my broadband. I'm not paying for my broadband. I'll go somewhere where it's free. Oh, the atrocity of it. You got to get up and go somewhere where broadband is free. So we get the Kaepernicks, these young so-called black kids that want to feel something, man. They want to be part of the struggle like the 1960s Black Panthers who had a legitimate beef with the Democrats who were oppressing black people. And then there's the white kids that want to feel by proxy. They want to feel that white guilt by way of these young blacks who have never struggled for anything, who are feeling of it by proxy through their ancestors that went through it in the 60s. They want to feel it, man. So they got Antifa struggling. Everything is against the man. College is giving them everything. College is free. And they still are upset. It wouldn't matter. Like my grandmother said, you could have, give her a, she could have a ham under each arm and she'd be mad she ain't got no bread. That's exactly what's going on. They got to feel, man. And you can't tap into that emotion because you're outraged. You're going, you haven't been through any of this. You want to talk about getting beat down by cops? I'll show you getting beat down by cops. Let's go back to the 60s. These people, the cop stopped me once, man. And he, like, wrote me a ticket. And like, he was all, you know, like, writing tickety and stuff, you know. And then, man, I don't know. I was totally oppressed. I was scared for my life. He asked me to sign the ticket and said, this is not an admittance of guilt. But I was like, man, I don't know. So I ran. We got a lot to talk about today, man. Woo! We got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it there, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Jackson Radio Show.
Bienvenidos, mi amigos. Say, Kevin Jackson. Glad you can be with me today. You know why I'm feeling this way? Because I feel like the NFL is going to end up only on Univision. Oh, my. Hello, we've got Roger Goodell. Roger. Roger. Oh, my goodness. The NFL, man, will they learn? Will these people learn? Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson Radio, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Patriots and Buccaneers played on Thursday. 9.4 rating. 15.4 million viewers on CBS and the NFL Network, down 11% in the ratings and 12% in viewership from the second CBS simulcast last season, which was the Texans and the Patriots. They had a little higher numbers. Down 10% and 9% respectively from the second simulcast in 2015. So it's dropping.
And here's the good news. There is some good news for Roger Goodell. Yes, finally I can give Roger some good news. Roger, eventually the numbers won't be as big when it drops, because when you get so low, they can't, you can't keep the big numbers. You know, dropping 10, 12, 15%, 19, 17% will eventually go down to 2, 3%. The problem is, you're going to be out of a job. Roger Goodell will be gone. As my grandpa would say, gone like a turkey through the cone. And he deserves it. Last week's Week 5 Thursday night football game, last year's rather, sorry, 49ers versus the Cardinals on CBS NFL Network, ratings increased 27% from 7.4 viewership to 28% from 12.1 million. So it went up 27% last year. Now, I don't know where we were in the whole Kaepernick thing. Don't know, don't care. I know this, even though the sport was suffering, it went up on Thursday night. I don't know what was going on, but it's way down now. Way down. And get this. They said the Patriots' narrow win, which peaked with 17.8 million viewers, had a streaming audience of 525,000 on Amazon Prime and the various CBS and digital platforms, up 32% from the Texans-Patriots last year. The combining TV and streaming audience of 16 million trailed last year by 11%. So let me translate, because that's a lot of, you know, a lot of suffering and calculating going on in that. What they're saying is, even adding 500,000 people from Jeff Bezos' Amazon to the mix, baby, they still were down 11%. But like I said, Roger, the good news is coming, baby, because when you get so low, you can't drop so high. You get what I'm saying? You can't kill yourself jumping off a one-foot ladder. Not really. I mean, it's tough. And do I have any sympathy for the NFL? Heck to the no. I have zero sympathy for these clowns. We were talking about Michelle Obama making that statement about white men over there doing what they do. White men built this country, gave us beautiful people, you know, some white, some other colors, right? White men have built an amazing nation along with everybody else. And she's over there talking about white men while she loving on Harvey. Harvey Weinstein, we'll talk about that. White men. Michelle Obama, who served as the First Lady of the United States. I'm going to get back to football in a second. Y'all will see how I wrap this up. Serves as First Lady, her husband, President. And she starts out the block. For the first time in my adult life, I'm proud to be an American. That was the first time. Then she serves as First Lady for 8 years, gets out of office, and the first thing she does is start criticizing white folks. White Republicans, of course. Still rich. Richer than when she got into the Oval Office. Michelle Obama and Barack Obama weren't worth $5 million. Not that that's a little bit of money. And it took a white dude writing a book for him. And then they leave. They get multi-millions of dollars in book deals and all these different things. They're worth probably close to $100 million now. And the first thing she does is talk about how she was oppressed. Do you guys recall when Will Smith's wife said, "It's crazy up here. It's racist in Hollywood. We are oppressed." Dude makes $20 million a film. It just signed a $120 million deal with Netflix and didn't get a trophy. And she's oppressed. Hollywood is oppressing her family. Where's my trophy? Viola Davis gets Best Woman something, some BS award for How to Be a Murderer or some show that she's got. And what does she get up there and say? "I'm making all this money, I got my trophy, and I'm still oppressed." Which brings me back to these football players. Making millions and millions of dollars annually, standing in front of their multi-million dollar homes, their $100,000+ vehicles, wearing watches and jewelry worth, you know, tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they say, "We are oppressed." Really? Well, you know what the football audience is saying to you guys, to all these people, all these naysayers, all these negative people about America, these anti-Americans that want you to believe that you are the bad guys, you are saying, you know what? I'm not quite feeling your oppression. I'm not quite understanding it. Thursday night football game had a 5-0 rating in adults 18 to 49, down 18% from last year, 17% from 2015. Easily the night's top program on television, more than doubling the second place finishers, ABC's Grey's Anatomy. Woohoo! That's the way they have to spin it now. You want to talk about Sunday's stuff? Sunday football? Down. Another dip, a 3% dip from last week's Sunday night football game. This is just talking about the Sunday night game. And this one was a close one. This one was a barn burner. But they still couldn't get the audience. The regular games, go out, go do yourself a favor. Go look for the ratings of the NFL. They don't tell. It's tough to find. It's becoming tougher to find than news on Barack Obama and his beating up of ISIS. You couldn't find that news. It doesn't exist. There are no good ratings for the NFL. Go back and look at week one. It was already negatives. A lot of negatives. A couple of games that were up. By week four, there were only two games in the positive. One was the Dallas Cowboys because everybody thought Jerry Jones was going to do the right thing on that Monday night football game, and he didn't. This week, I haven't seen the chart because you can't find it. But I bet you it's completely red. I gave you the numbers, down 12% and 11% respectively in viewership and ratings. But let me tell you, it's going to get worse. But like I said to Roger, it just ain't going to get quite as worse. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
By thanking Harvey Weinstein for organizing this amazing day. Harvey. This is possible because of Harvey. He is a wonderful human being, a good friend, and just a powerhouse.
Oh, yes, he is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That, of course, was racist Michelle Obama, who, by the way, is afraid of white men. When she looks across the aisle over there, and I see all those black, I'm sorry, see all them white men, I get scared. I get scared up in her. They scare me. I know she's not that ghetto. Don't y'all look at me like that, man. Come on. I'm just having fun at the expense of racist Michelle Obama, but she does like Harvey Weinstein. Now, I don't know whether it's because Harvey's Jewish. Do Jewish white people count? I can ask you, Shaq, you're Jewish. Do Jewish count as white people? I don't think people make a distinction. I don't believe the boys in the hood, if you were to be driving through looking for your drugs, okay, I don't think they're going to make a distinction. What do you think, Brett? See, that's what I'm saying, man. They for them, you're a white boy. You're a white boy. Yeah, see, the left, man, I got to tell you, this whole thing, Weinstein is he's just starting to get people to touch him. Jimmy Kimmel actually fired back at Donald Trump Jr. at, you know, his tweet that, hey, where's your monologue on Harvey Weinstein and all his sexual harassment of women? The war on women. Hey, Gloria Steinem, where are you? Hey, Ashley Judd, where are you? Hey, Hillary Clinton, where are you? We see where Michelle Obama is. She's extolling the virtues of Harry, because without him, whatever she was at would not have been possible. I don't believe that. I believe that they could have gotten some other lecherous leftist to do whatever that Harvey was making impossible happen, right? They want you to believe these people are great. Look at how many Oscars he's won, Kevin. You're being cruel, Kev. He's won lots of Oscars. I know. And now, as I said earlier on the show the other day, they're wondering, will he win another one? That's the big buzz. It isn't. Who has he hurt? What lives has he devastated? Who else will come forward? If it were a Republican or some big name conservative, you better know they'd be running out the litany of chicks that Donald Trump, that George Bush, that Ronald Reagan molested, or it would be one time he looked at me. Did you hear that, people? he looked at her. And she knew what that look was all about. That look was not the ordinary look. That look was not a look of I want to help you. That was a look of lust. It was a look of greed. It was a look of power. The power that he could exercise over her. Man, I'm flowing today. I need to do a rap because I'm flowing. I'm spitting, as they say in the rap business. But it's true. Am I lying? Look, if a Republican did anything close, give me a business. Give me a business. Tillerson. Okay, Secretary of State Tillerson. If they found out that while at Mobile, he had a casting couch for administrative assistants, and it were decades, 2-3 decades of women, that what would the worst case I've ever seen, and I don't know this guy's politics, was a guy named what was Hans's last name? He worked at Compaq Computer, and he was brought in by a German guy that took over for Rod Canyon. Anyway, Hans was the CFO or the COO of Compaq. I think he was the CFO, the financial officer. And his name was Hans. God, can I remember his last name? And I would think I'd never forget it because I was so involved in it. But they called him Hans. When you went to the office of the Compaq, the women there, when you would say Hans Weber or whatever his name was, I can't remember, but they would go, oh, you mean Hans? That's what they would say. Dude had a rep. So they dismissed him, and he had multiple sexual harassment charges. He was just a serial sexual harasser. And probably, you know, was a leftist. I can't speak to his politics. But what I can tell you is, in this case, to give me a company run by a Republican where that would happen, where you could get away with what this guy got away with for decades in plain view. It's like JFK. They just pretend. JFK is messing around on Jackie, with impunity. Everybody knew it. And there's Jackie, who's the darling. Jackie is the darling of America. And they would not spill the beans. Now, in this day and time, when media, especially the, media like the National Enquirer, you know, National Enquirer, whatever, all these, the Globe, these places, try to imagine the power you must exert over people that even those magazines won't bother you. They won't touch you. They said that this story got stuffed 14 years ago or so, when a New York Times, no, 2004, yeah, 13 years ago, 2004, a New York Times reporter tried to break this story on Harvey Weinstein. And Matt Damon and many others, don't you bother Harvey. You better leave Harvey alone, man. Harvey's our guy. And you just heard what Michelle Obama said. She loved him, but she didn't love other white guys. We got that clip?
Side of the room. It's literally gray and white. Literally. That's the color palette on one side of the room. On the other side of the room, there's yellows and blues and whites and greens. Physically, there's a difference in color, in the tone.
Wow.
Because one side, all men, all white. On the other side, some women, some people of color.
Hey, Michelle, I think I see Harvey over there. Harvey over here, Harvey over there. You know what's funny? She says the shade of color on the other side is gray and white. She's actually doing a shout out to old people. She's dissing old people, but nobody said a word. If a Republican said something about gray and white, dude, what's the gray? Oh, gray hair. Oh, look at him. Look at him. Me and all Mr. You know, I'm not about the old people. It's a wonder why they don't kill old people. They want to push us off the mountain, throw us, kick us off the curb, all that, right? Throw grandmother off the train. That's what they'd be saying. Michelle Obama is talking about white people, white men, in one voice, then comes over to the other side, doesn't even acknowledge white people, doesn't acknowledge old people with gray. She could at least have said, we have gray and white, but we also have, which by the way would have still been a lie, because we had the same people. We have more diversity in the Republican Party than they do. And I'll tell you what else we have. We have more men of character. We have more men of character in one sitting than the entire Democratic Party has in their entire party. Go to any event. Go to an event, an old veterans event. You will have more men of character in one room with less than 100 conservative men than you'll have in the entire Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is made up of Weinsteins, and it's made up of people who support the Weinsteins of the world. That's what it's made up of. We got a clip of Corey, what's his face? I think. Did we do that clip? Well, if we don't have it, we'll find it, because I know we have it. And Corey Feldman is explaining all of that goes on in Hollyweird with these leftists who are nothing more than predators, folks. They get power beyond belief. It's the power to shut down the media. It's the power to make presidents kneel at your feet and first ladies do more. It's that kind of power. It's the power that Donald Trump is immune to. They can't get to him. Here's what Trump said on Weinstein.
And is headed to North Carolina right now for a fundraiser to support the RNC. But on his way to Marine One, he had quite a bit to say on a number of different topics.
I've known Harvey Weinstein for a long time. I'm not at all surprised to see it.
That's pretty telling, isn't it? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Pretty telling. Donald Trump, walks in those circles, billionaire mogul, knows people, and he knew what was going on. I'm just telling you, looking at these people take pictures with Harvey Weinstein, etc., it's funny to watch. Well, he did finally get at least a little bit of justice, and we'll talk about it here in a second, because I want to find that clip of Corey Haim and play that for you. It's actually pretty telling. It's actually very sad that we aren't doing more about this.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He is me. Are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry.
The casting couch even applies to children.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same way. It's all done under the radar.
Nobody talks about pedophilia.
It's the big secret.
And it's widespread?
Oh, yeah. I was surrounded by them when I was 14 years old. Surrounded. Literally. Didn't even know it. It wasn't until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted and what they were about and the types of people that were surrounding me till I went, oh my God, they were everywhere like vultures.
Vultures who Feldman says abused him and his best friend, the late child actor Corey Haim, his co-star in The Lost Boys.
Well, what happens if my mom is dating the head vampire?
Feldman says the trauma of that pedophilia contributed to Haim's death.
There's one person to blame in the death of Corey Haim, and that person happens to be a Hollywood mogul. And that person needs to be exposed, but unfortunately I can't be the one to do it. But the person that knows who did it and knows who he is watching right now, I guarantee you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around this group of kids. Hmm. And they all had either their own power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry. You know, there's a lot of good people in this industry, but there's also a lot of really, really sick, corrupt people in this industry. And there are people in this industry who have gotten away with it for so long that they feel they're above the law. And that's got to change. That's got to stop.
Welcome, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Corey Feldman, child actor. You know him from lots of movies. And his little sidekick, Corey Haim, who killed himself. Couldn't deal with the demons. When you see all these stories about, oh, these children, they're, you know, Hollywood children. Why are they so disturbed? Why can't they keep their money? What's wrong with the Hollywood children? Do you need an answer? When you see children in general who are struggling with suicidal thoughts and things like this, it isn't because of you, you tiger parents, you people that are saying, get out there, if you want to play baseball, but you're going to give it your all. This is what I tell my kid when my older sons are grown, but I would tell them all the same thing. Look, I don't care what you do, but once you choose it, you've chosen it, and you're going to do it to the best of your ability. I'm not going to let up on you. And there are certain things I'm not going to let up on you in any kind of way. But here's what you'll always know. I will love you, and I will protect you against anybody, including myself. I would not do anything to intentionally hurt my kids. And if I, even if it was, quote, unintentional, and somebody brought it to my attention, I would go, you're right. Let me tell you, when I was younger, as a young parent, you can go off the handle, you know, off the loose end or the deep end or whatever they call it. As soon as somebody, oh, Kevin, man, you're taking a little far at the kid, you're like, oh, you're right. Shouldn't be that hard on them. And you never do it again. Because your job as a parent is to protect your kids from everybody, and that means you sometimes. So you should be, we should be in this, if conservatives had our way, you wouldn't have a fraction of the children who are suicidal, who are reclusive, and all these different things. I remember growing up, and I didn't even think of pedophilia as something black people did. I thought that was like stuff white folks did. Just being honest with you. Yeah, I was naive. I didn't think black people could be gay. I thought, oh, man, it's always in white people. But by the time I knew what gay was, I was like, man, look at all these white people gay. Yeah, all these white folks. Now I'm walking through D.C., and all I see is, I can't, it's like find a straight guy. You know, you can play find a straight guy. Because you can't, they're rare. So anyway, there was this black family that lived up the street from a good friends of mine family. And I didn't know these people very well. The kid that moved in, he was in my grade, but they were new to the town. And it wasn't a hot 6 months. We were going down that street, me and some friends of mine. And I saw they were like, yeah, that's where so-and-so lives. I don't know the guy's name, Calvin. And I was like, oh, really? I said, is that his little sister who's got those Coke bottle glasses? They're like, yeah. I said, man, daddy don't let her out. And the rumor was that this father was molesting his daughter. And I was like, what? Nah. I was like, come on, y'all. He black. He can't be doing that. And then I saw The Color Purple and went, oh, shoot. Oh, man, we just as bad. Yeah, I know you get a big kick out of that, Brett. Look, all these things happen in the Jewish community. They happen in the Hispanic community. I mean, come on, nobody's immune. But I didn't realize at the time. I just thought the crazy stuff that went on in the world was because white people have just got too much time and money, you know? So Corey Feldman's breaking this thing down, saying, look, this is an industry. This is a party favor in Hollywood to be able to pass around these young boys. And the girls, you remember there was a gorgeous girl. God, I'll never forget this girl. Don't remember her name, but I remember her face. And she went to Hollywood with the expressed intention of making porn. And I was thinking to myself, I mean, this girl was just drop dead gorgeous girl. And her friend said she was going there. I'm thinking, as a Hollywood producer, and even a guy making porn, this girl walks into your office and she says, look, I want to make porn. And you say, look, I get it. I don't know what's going on with the family dynamics and all that. But young lady, you are too beautiful. And by the way, supposedly well-adjusted family girl and all this. I would say you need to go home, go get a regular job. I don't know what else you can do with your life. But this isn't it. And if that's not the discussion, quite frankly, that even these debaucherous, lecherous leftist porn guys, if they don't have that conversation with young women and men and say, first of all, do you really understand what you're doing? It's kind of like before you get a sex change operation, you got to go through a year of therapy, you know, and convince them that you are what you really do want to make this change. If whatever it may be. But you should have counseling. This should be mandatory in that industry, that they sit down and videotape and have conversations with these kids. You know what the videotape thing was? I saw a Miss Universe, not Miss Universe, Miss either Miss USA or Miss America, one of them. And she goes and says, I want to make porn. And she's an older woman at this point, probably in her 30s, but beautiful. And the guy goes, phew, yeah, let's audition you right now. So he gets one of his porn guys and they have sex right there. And she leaves. Like, was that my audition? Like, what do you have to audition being a former Miss USA or something? And you want to make porn? But no audition necessary. Show up next week and we'll be ready to go. Right? But he wants to audition. So she leaves like a $2 hooker. I mean, you have to see this clip of, they didn't show the porn, they just showed this clip of him, you know, talking about he had a Miss USA, former Miss USA come in, and the guy goes, hey man, I just had to see a former Miss USA, you know, having sex. Yeah, I just had to see it. I mean, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, you didn't want to talk to this lady and say, hey look, you know, you've got an amazing career, you're a beautiful woman, are you sure this is what you want to do? But he didn't, because he wanted to indulge his own stupidity. And what in the end, what does he get? Another pretty face that had sex? Another woman with a nice... There are so many women in that industry. But here's the thing. They never get to the crux of it. But the crux of it is leftist men. Men who would dare debase their daughters, debase their wives, debase their nieces, and so on. There are people out there who prey on these kids and can't wait to get them into a position where they have ultimate power. And that's what Hollywood is. Hollywood and politics. They're the same, folks. How does Harvey Weinstein go on for decades doing this? And you know what it took to break it up? It took his brother. His brother had had enough. His brother said, not only is this just bad, you're ruining our company. So the board of directors kick out Harvey, finally. This guy who promised, by the way, I'm going to take some time off from work, kept going to work, kept showing up to work. The board finally said, you can no longer be on these premises, and they just kicked him out. You guys aware of this? But it was his brother. And now, it's not proven, but I'm telling you, it took his brother. It took somebody who was right in the middle of this pathological nonsense that said, look, I'm no longer going to tolerate this. This is not just impacting you. This is impacting people around you. Everybody knew. Ashley Judd, Hillary Clinton. I asked these feminists, where are you again? You sanctimonious wenches, where are you?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.